Rony Zone Radio.
Alright, you're dressed as a huge nerd, yes?
Yes.
No, what, seriously, you're supposed to be...
supposed to be a Jedi.
You're a Jedi Knight, yes. And what are the principles of a Jedi Knight?
To always defend truth and justice throughout the galaxy.
And to eat a lot of peanut M&Ms.
Welcome, everybody, to Rony's Own Radio number 35. I am Jeff Rony, and I'm certainly glad that you have downloaded this or are subscribed. You're specially special to me. And are listening to this podcast. This is a very un-PC podcast. We use terms like fat. And fat is not a nice term. And, you know, those of us who struggle with weight issues have probably heard that term over and over and over in our lives. And this time, I want us to take a mirror and look in the mirror. And what's interesting is if you struggle with weight issues, you don't like the mirror. And so if you never look in the mirror, you never really see yourself. And so you kind of, you know, okay, yeah, I can buy bigger pants. And but you really never get to the point where you say, I'm going to do something about it. And I remember when I listened to that Triumph the Comic Insult comic dog, I mean, you know, part of it's funny, part of it's not funny. And the part that wasn't funny was that, you know, hey, it is true that when you go to a convention or you look at a line of Star Wars fans, yeah, there's, you know, thin people, healthy people, whatever. But there's also people that aren't thin. And that needs to change. That needs to change. And there's a lot of people, well, you don't understand, Jeff, what I'm going through, blah, blah, blah. That needs to change. And that is going to be discussed tonight. Because I would rather talk to you about my struggle. William's going to talk about his struggle. I'd rather do that than sit around and say, oh, it's not, there's not a problem. And people are dying all the time from different diseases that occur because of being overweight. And smoking and other things. But anyway, we're going to focus on weight issues tonight. And so the title of this podcast, or the episode title of this podcast tonight is No More Fat Jedis, Please. And yes, I said fat. Get mad all you want. That's the case. And so it's time to do something about it. So here's the thing. I'm not size 2 or whatever. I'm not a, you know, 34-inch waist guy, whatever. I'm not svelte. I don't go out for the Olympic swimming team. Neither is William. We are two guys that struggle with weight. And I grew up in the house of a single mom. She had weight issues. And she finally got a gastric bypass. We're not going to really spend too much time talking about that on the show, but we are going to give you practical tips to begin the road away from being overweight and not healthy to being healthy. And of course, before we even begin any of this conversation, we're going to say, please consult your doctor before you begin any type of diet plan, any type of exercise regimen. You need to see your doctor first. Your doctor knows you better than me and William, and we are not giving any type of guarantee or promise or anything like that. Go see your doctor first. The bottom line is we are telling you that we hit our point when we said we need to do something. We visited our doctor. We have a plan, and now we're moving forward. And we also want to encourage you if you've started and maybe things aren't working out for you. So No More Fat Jedis, Please starts now. Here we go with Jeff Rony and William Lundeen. Before we start, I want to tell you a quick little story of kind of the impetus of this section that we're going to be talking about.
Ooh, impotent sections.
Yes, and it all started when it was Triumph the Comic Insult Dog was interviewing the Star Wars fans. Do you remember that?
I do not.
Well, there was a rather portly Star Wars fan.
Just one?
Well,
surely you jest.
No, it was only one. You sound really different than the...
Well, because you're not listening to me recorded. You're listening to me in real life. Do you have a special effect turned on? The deep, manly, viral stud?
I do.
Virile, not viral.
I do.
Despite the test results.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe you sound different.
Okay. I probably do.
So anyway, so Triumph was interviewing this rather portly Star Wars fan, and you know, he said, "What do Star Wars fans? What do Jedi eat?" You know, and he goes, "Well, I think it's peanut M&Ms." Ha ha ha! You know,
and perhaps kind of a little thing. Poop.
Yeah. So that kind of started my whole thought process. Now, I'm rather portly, gentlemen. You know,
and I'm stout.
Okay.
And together we're a couple of nice beers.
Yes. And I am getting up there in years. I'm 40, almost 3. And so, you know, that was one thing my father always told me. He said, get your weight under control by the time you're 40. And I did not take his advice.
I'm telling.
So I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said it's either gastric bypass or a diet. So I said, well, okay, diet. So anyway, I started on the Atkins diet. And started walking a mile a day. And now we're up to a mile and a half a day. And there's sometimes I walk in the afternoon at work, and sometimes I walk at night. And I was speaking to Mr. Lundeen, and he kind of has begun his trek as well. And so I kind of wanted to kind of get us both kind of out on the table, and then we'll kind of encourage you other portly folks.
So you've become a night walker?
Yes. Yes. And I don't stalk or anyway, I just walk.
That's just keep on walking.
So, okay. Now you took a different path, and what have you done?
Oh gosh. Let's see. Okay. This is the part you cut, by the way.
Okay.
Sorry. I needed to lose some weight.
Right.
And, right after, in 2003, right after I finally made it to the Improv with some stand-up,
mm-hmm.
and I watched the video, and I know I should have been thrilled to watch the video, because there I was on the Improv in Hollywood, and
right.
Here's some people kind of clapping and stuff, and I should have been focusing on the audio quality and complaining about that, but I was going, man, I am one big sack of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and yeah, it had kind of bugged me now and then. But when I saw it up there, I said, you know, I really want to do stuff where I get out, but I just didn't like looking at me.
Okay.
And so at that point, I actually joined a gym I had been driving into the parking lot of for
right.
a couple weeks.
Sure.
And thinking, no, there's too many people walking in.
Right.
Or there's not enough people in there.
Right.
And finally, one day I walked in, signed up, and for the summer of 2003, you know, I went there 2-3 times a week, and I lost 30 to 35 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, it was amazing. I remember one day walking through the parking lot from to work,
mm-hmm.
and I kept tugging my pants, and I realized with the belt I had on the last loop and the pants I had, they weren't staying on.
Hmm.
At lunch, I left and had to go get a new belt, and I was like, well, you know, that's a nice problem to have.
Sure.
Now, if I had been, you know, in the middle of a 5-mile walk, it wouldn't have, but I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
And I thought that was great. And so I said, well, I'll just keep up that. And I didn't. And, let's see. So about, the beginning of June,
right.
I realized that I was at about the same weight as I had been when I started working out. So I was like, okay, in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
I'd gained back those 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, shoot. And in fact, I had gained back 20 of them since Thanksgiving.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's what I realized. That's when I really said, hey, okay, what am I doing different? I said, you know, I'm just stressing. So I joined Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Now, first of all, now maybe it's just where I'm at, but I've been to 2 different like meeting groups now.
Right.
And I'm the only guy in there.
Okay.
All right. And
it's not a bad problem. So, okay, you've been to some meetings, 2
uh-huh.
different
yeah.
places, okay.
And let's see, in my first 4 weeks,
okay.
you know, you go in, you weigh, then you follow their literature and you do stuff, and you come back second, third, fourth weeks, 11 pounds.
Wow.
Down.
Dude.
Now, this last one, because I just went today.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I go on Tuesdays, but that was 4th of July.
Right.
So, oh gosh, now they know when we recorded this. Oh my gosh. For those of you in 2008, how you doing? I actually have gone up.
Okay.
0.2 pounds.
Okay.
Oh, it's killing me.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there going, what's wrong? What's different? Well, I had 2 extra days. No. And I'm thinking, you know what it was? Had this little itty bitty bag of Cheetos I got.
Okay.
Had some Monday, had some Tuesday. Okay. That's my story.
All right.
But otherwise, it's pretty good. It's not that hard.
Now, okay. I am on Atkins, and I am noticing that the food is less available. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions now.
Good, because I did Atkins for a while.
Okay, I have been on Weight Watchers before.
Ah.
Okay. Now I'm going to be jokey here for a little bit.
So you'll meeting, be comic?
Yes. The meetings reminded me of church. Okay.
Well, not enough singing.
Well, no singing. But there was the time for the testimonies. You know.
Oh,
this week I didn't eat that, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And then everyone's like, oh, yes. Yes, yes. And then the person, you know, go up and, you know, you got to be good to your body. Yes, you know. And then if you say yes, then you get water and stuff.
They give you prizes?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, man, I missed out.
So anyway, and then they got the confession room.
What?
They got the confession room when you went in to go away.
Oh.
On the, see?
Okay.
And that's it. That's when you and the Padre or God or whoever you talk to, that's when you get real. Yeah, and it's funny, man. People are taking out false teeth, taking out pins.
Oh, my God.
Taking off shoes because, you know, your shoes weigh about 10 pounds or so.
Well, I mean, I admit, you know? I take off the shoes every time.
See, me too.
But, you know, because before when I weigh at home, it's au natural.
Of course.
And, like I said, you know, I haven't got that intimate with any of the women at the meeting, so right. I'm not going to do that. And actually, I think probably health laws prevent it.
Right. Now, just a bit about weighing, and we'll get back to where we were, is that I weigh in the morning after my morning rituals.
That's a good time to do
it. Okay.
Early.
Because that's the most perfect time when it's the least amount of weigh you could weigh. Right?
Yeah.
Just get it all taken care of, and then just stroll in there, and you're in your house, so it's not a problem.
I've been
blinds closed, and you're there. There you
yeah,
go.
I've been tempted to do it after I shave, but I tend to shave after I shower, and I think I don't want that extra water weight from the shower.
See?
So now, with electric, you can always shave and then weigh.
Correct. All right. Now, let's go back to... So anyway, people have these little things they do. Take out their shoes or their glasses or whatever, and they put them on the little table. Mm-hmm. And then you stand on the scale, and the truth comes out.
Oh, and there's that pause. They're looking at the scale. You're standing there like a buffoon. There's three people waiting outside to get in and do their confessional.
Yeah.
And finally they say, well...
Right.
So what'd you do?
Yeah.
Right? What'd you do this week? How do you think you did?
Yeah.
Did you journal everything?
Right.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, you and the Padre or whoever, you know, you have your little talk and then you go out, you know, and you got to, you know, say your, you know, or run on the 12, you know, hail blocks there, you know, then you need to walk more and don't forget to whatever you need to do.
You know, a lot of that sounds familiar, but some of it sounds very, I mean, the ones I've been to, they're a little bit... I mean, not quite a churchy feeling.
Right.
Not quite an AA meeting type feeling.
Yeah.
More of a sad, you know, if you've ever been to college of some kind and you'll have the discussion group meetings.
Right.
Now, some of them are very formal where you're doing homework and they're calling stuff and the teacher's assistant is actually teaching. Mm-hmm. Others, it's kind of like a hangout and talk a little bit.
Okay.
Some of the meetings I've been to are more like that. I have to admit... I did Weight Watchers a little bit in 2003 at the same time.
Okay.
And I hated the meetings.
Okay.
I liked to go in, get weighed, get out. Didn't want to interact with anybody. Didn't want to even admit I was there, really.
See, again, that's like church, because if people haven't been in a while,
right?
They want to just go in, sit on the back row.
Right.
Once the last amen is out their ear, they're gone.
Whereas, you know, let's face it, the other 20 people who have been there every week for 18 years, they know who the new person is.
Well, and another thing you got to remember, you're a guy.
Guys
aren't social. They aren't like women. Women are more, this is a social event.
And they can be social even when they're dissing each other. They can be social and still be mean.
Okay.
Oh, those are neat shoes. I think my stepdaughter would like them.
I remember reading that if you go to the meetings, it will assist you. And they had a specific amount.
Uh-huh.
You will lose more weight because there's accountability there. You'll learn new tips, and you'll also face getting weighed in front of people. Now, there's a lot of things involved.
I'm a believer.
Okay.
I'm a believer in that. Luckily, I decided I was going to do the program the way they said. Because before, after I went in a few times, my thing was to get in, get weighed. And then as they started the meeting, I'd sneak out.
Right.
Why'd I need the meeting? They gave me the handout. I can read this on my own. And most of the stuff you listen to, you're like, You know, I was never forced to testify.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like, I got moved. I wasn't speaking in tongues or anything. None of the beatings.
You haven't gone enough.
Probably. But now in this one, for whatever reason, the way it's done, the lady's very inspiring.
Yep.
She talks.
Yep.
And she always starts with applause. Like, people, if you've lost 5 pounds or you lost your 10% or whatever, you get a yellow or red bookmark or a star.
Uh-huh.
And it's like she talks about – and then she will ask, is there anything that you think you did contribute to this? and you could be like, well, I journaled well this week and I got some activity points and, I took my shoes off, or whatever.
Right.
And, not a lot of pushing, but, some interesting information. And I know that when I didn't go back before, when I went in after, say, 2-3 weeks of not weighing or whatever, I'd be like, 0.4 pounds down.
Right.
But when I was going, I was losing 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. And I'd go for like 3 weeks, get the body acclimated to it.
Right.
Back to 2 or 3 pounds. Why? I think it's the word you mentioned before, accountability.
Right.
There's something about being accountable to ourselves, which isn't very well ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of all the times you said you wanted to do something or were going to and didn't tell anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen? Mm-hmm. Well, if it was spend money on a new toy, probably.
Right.
If it was weed the backyard, no. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need the extra push of knowing someone's going to, maybe not disapprove, but go, oh, you didn't.
Right.
Interesting.
It, we're off on a side subject. I mentioned it. We'll come right back. Is that we like to get the gift before we do the chore as a reward to get the gift.
Oh, yeah.
We just get the gift. And
yeah.
We don't care about anything else. So now, the meetings are working well for you. And part of it is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing something else. See, there's one thing I've never done consistently when I've done any type of diet or anything. It is exercise.
Oh.
The E word. There's two difficult words in the D word, diet, and the E word, exercise.
Well, that's because both of those actually involve another difficult word, especially for men. It's the C word.
Right.
Commitment.
Right.
And the hard part is, if you make a commitment to a woman who's got the ring, she can always make you accountable.
Sure.
If you're making the commitment to yourself, well, you know that you've got so many other pressures of things that you have to do. It's easy to let that one slide, especially if it's the other C word, or something like that. But the exercise part, if you're walking 1.5 miles every day, and if every day means 7 days a week, not four, then, that's a big step forward.
Right.
And someone I know who went from, being well overweight to going into triathlons in a period of like 3 years.
Wow.
Freaking amazing.
Wow.
They said the key was move. Find more ways to move. I mean, little things which I think it's hard to measure, but they have to add up. They have these things. Even McDonald's gives them away in some of their happy low-fat meals or whatever. Pedometers, when you get to measure your steps. Well, something said, you need 10,000 steps a day. And then people, of course, said, no, you need less or more, or you don't need steps, or you need whatever. Anything more than you used to do
right.
helps.
Right.
And when you have something measurable, mm-hmm. you can see how you're doing. So rather than just guessing, well, I think I did better this week than last week, you can mm-hmm. say, you know, numbers.
Right.
Me, I'm a math guy. I like my numbers. Mm-hmm. If I say, gosh, last week I did 9,000 and this week I did 10,000, I go, well, that has to be good, right? So with the exercise thing, I think it's the movement. And mm-hmm. then once you get doing that, then it's the intensity level mm-hmm. and the duration. Like, so I'm doing the gym thing.
Right.
Am I doing it very well? No, I'm dragging and kicking. Okay. I'm screaming. I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. The only thing that works for me is if I go early enough in the day before I'm fully awake, then I can't make as many excuses.
Okay.
I can't fight myself as much. And if I'm doing any personal training session or I told the guy because, oh, you know, yeah, I think I'm going to be coming in Tuesday about 7. Oh, good. We'll see you Tuesday about 7. Mm. Okay. Well, now there's a phone call coming in. Oh, my gosh. If it's from the gym, I'm not coming in tonight. I'm on a boat with a goat and a ham, Sam, I am.
Okay.
You know, so there's something about that because, once again, there's some accountability, you know. Building support structures is a phrase that comes up. So, like, if you do meet some of the people in the meetings,
right?
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, there's someone who's saying, oh, you know, I didn't see you last week. Mm-hmm. Or that can sort of root for you. But, you know, it's not like someone who's a friend or a family member who might let you slide.
Right.
Or build in some other drama or history, mm-hmm. you know, or stuff like that. They might have some sort of motivation towards having you fail or succeed.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas this person, they're a captive audience in the meeting, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're not going to see them outside. So you could pretty much tell them anything you want to. So it takes some of the pressure off.
So, okay. So you're not just going to a gym. You are going with a personal trainer and you're making appointments.
Yeah, so most of the time.
It's more structured than just, I think I'll go to the gym.
Yeah. Now, some of it I have done that. I don't feel comfortable with that because, you know, I get in there and I look around and go, here's these guys that this is all they do.
Right.
They know all the stuff. I'm going to slow them down because mm-hmm. if there's 10 machines open, the one I get on is the one they are going to next. And me, I'm trying to figure out why the machine's beeping at me. And it's beeping at me because
it's a gym. Go ahead.
Hopefully it's not the C word calling to make sure that you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the commitment is the C word.
Okay.
Okay, kids, don't fill in the blanks.
Okay. That is fantastic. Because, I mean, I think anyone will tell you that watch what you eat in whatever brand you're doing. But exercise. If you can do that on top of watching what you're eating, you will succeed.
Right.
And you know.
And you know, there's lots of ways. Like, when you do a diet on your own,
right,
and you just say, the trick is, you can't just make dinner be a healthy meal.
Right.
And then let the others just be what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that something like one of the structured programs, you know, like a Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig mm-hmm. or Nutrisystem or whatever, they do things to help you with portion control mm-hmm. and calorie control and that sort of stuff so that it takes away some of the effort
mm-hmm.
and the thinking. Because let's face it, if you just look, open up the Atkins book and it says, but here's what you can and can't do for your induction phase. Here's what you can and can't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they say, oh, by the way, you need to get used to judging when you're satisfied versus when you're completely full.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a hard thing because they'll mention that. And they mention that in all the other programs too, is that it takes your body about 30 minutes to really get that signal.
Right.
And especially if you have something else going on, like, you know, you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you're dehydrated, you're going to have cravings for water, salt, and sugar.
Mm.
So you're going to be putting stuff in that's not helping necessarily get rid of your dehydration, but it's just filling you up. But you still need water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that any of those programs, you know, you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably make up a program, make a sheet,
right.
keep track of stuff.
Right.
Because it's only if you keep track of stuff, my feeling,
mm-hmm.
is that you really know what you do
right.
and you don't cheat, because then it's not cheating. Mm-hmm. See, it's cheating if
You don't write it down.
If you don't write it down, mm-hmm. or if you weren't writing stuff down, if you say, well, here's something that isn't in the plan, I'm going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, you won't necessarily remember that, or you'll feel guilty about it, or you'll worry, and maybe that worry will make you have some more carbs or crackers or whatever.
Right.
And then you'll say, and then you'll decide, well, you know, I already blew it for today. Mm. I might as well go whole hog.
Right.
You know, and maybe you'll have a week's worth of stuff. And, you know,
Now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. The one thing that I experienced in Weight Watchers, and I'm being very honest in asking these questions and making these statements too, is I felt hungry.
Ah.
A lot.
Oh, that sucks. You don't want to have that happen.
Okay. So is it just having enough snacks on hand and that kind of a thing? Water? I mean, what?
Well, you know, one of the things I noticed because, like, I work in an office,
mm-hmm.
and part of my routine had to do with cake and, you know, the birthday fund and that sort of stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, every few days, cake, cookies, all sorts of stuff shows up at the office.
Right.
Very easy to grab.
Right.
Too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Bagels. Man, those have a lot of calories. Those mm-hmm. and the big-ass muffins.
Yeah.
A lot of calories in mm-hmm. them. You know, oh, it's bran. Well, there's not enough bran in there to help you move the whole thing.
Right.
It's going to sit in your gut, just like a chunk of red meat.
Mm.
You know, maybe less fat, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. That's the weird stuff. You really look at... Anyway, you got to have the water. Totally got to have the water.
Okay.
One of the things I found, and it's silly, and I don't like it. Well, how do I put this? I feel silly doing it.
Okay.
But it kind of works. When I got that craving for the sweet stuff...
Mm-hmm.
Brush your teeth.
Okay.
Now, unless you have like a really sour toothpaste.
Right.
Have some water, brush your teeth, and tell yourself a half hour from now, if I really crave it, mm-hmm. I can have it.
Okay.
You know? Because sometimes it'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
But the being hungry thing is, with Weight Watchers, some of the others where you count calories or whatever, because there's lots of different programs out there. The trick is, you got to figure out whether your hunger is about a certain sensation, a sweet, a crunch, a sour, a meat, you know, is it some sensation that's missing?
Right.
Or is your belly feeling empty?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, I don't have enough to process. If that's the case, you might look and say, am I mostly focusing on foods that in small amounts have a lot of calories?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is my entire diet today, you know, hard boiled eggs, nuts, and, you know, and something like that, because if so, you'll use up a lot of your calories real fast with a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you need to make sure that you're offsetting it with a good amount of more of the bulky, cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost any green vegetable,
right?
You know, is going to give you a good amount of fiber
and
low calories and fill you up.
And that's pretty good across the board. Lettuce and broccoli are pretty open. Now. Water. Okay. And another thing I want to bring up too is that the one thing that I think is the hardest to be on any type of diet or eating plan or whatever you want to call it is preparation.
Agreed.
No one likes to prepare. No one likes to get their water ready because the water at the office is always bad. And I don't drink bad water.
Okay.
I made a commitment early on. I said, if I'm going to drink water, I'm going to drink purified water that I really like.
All right.
Okay. So I get my water jugs, two of them big Aquafina bottles full of water from the house, because water at the office just stinks.
Okay.
I don't like it. And also all the snacks that you need. You better take it. Otherwise, that cake's going to float in on your desk. And, baby, it'll come on your desk, and it'll just float in.
The planning and prep. It was a major stumbling block for me in the past and still is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yeah, there's people, you know, I love to cook.
Right.
Okay, well, and do you do it Tuesday night?
Mm.
No, you do it once a week on Saturday or early in the morning or whatever, but you don't cook every night unless right. maybe you're not working a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like going, gosh, I have to prepare stuff? Okay. There's a lot of stuff out there that tries to make it easy. And they say, oh, it only takes 20 minutes. Well, if I look at it, it's got more than four ingredients or two things to chop, stir, or boil, man, that is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I am allowing myself to get in a rut, okay, to simplify preparation.
Because
I know I got to get the success. But I allow myself to have some fun doing it sometimes.
Okay.
And one of the things I found, like you mentioned at the office,
mm-hmm.
One thing you got to think about, like you made the statement about water, at some point you have to decide which is more important, having the good water or being healthy.
Okay.
Now, you can do both, but if it ever came down to it that you forgot your bottles, you know.
Right.
You know, in other countries when they worry about the water supply, they drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really just encourage that at work.
Right.
But I figure 8 beers over 8 hours, I mean, that's a beer an hour. You're probably fine to sit at a desk. I mean, maybe not to drive, but they're not asking you to drive.
He's joking again.
I am. So, what in other countries? Okay.
Right.
Anyway, I won't go into the history of beer now. Beer. Oh, that's a tough one for me. But yeah, I found that I didn't like, oh, I was talking to someone. They said, well, why don't you just bring lunch to work? I said, no. I'll have to put it in the fridge where everyone else puts their stuff, and it might get stolen.
Okay.
Well, okay. Maybe it will. Maybe. Who's going to want to steal my broccoli? Some idiot. But I don't want to go in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go in the kitchen and prepare stuff.
Right.
And have people talk to me in the kitchen.
Sure.
Because, like you mentioned, I'm not that social. And, you know.
Well, guys aren't normally.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Is that not, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to nuke this and get. But, you know, so I said, fine, I'll bring some frozen dinners. They look like all the others that have been in there with freezer burn for 6 months. And I'll put them in my paper bag and mark it, you know, liver and onions. Just see what, really, it's liver and onions? Idiot. But then at my desk, I have things which I know exactly what they're going to cost me. I've got dried apricots.
Okay.
I've got mixed nuts. Because I know 28 pieces is one Weight Watchers point. According to the mixed nut thing I have.
Right.
That's about 1 ounce. I got some jerky. Because I know that if I eat a fifth of that bag, it's a point. And frankly, I never eat that much of beef jerky just because it takes a long time. But that's a good thing. Because I can have that piece of jerky for quite a, you know, many seconds or minutes, depending on what I'm doing, and still be enjoying it.
Right.
I've got some bars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about those bars, no matter which brand you got, because there's the high-energy ones. I mean, some of them out there really are to help you bulk up or for use before you do a hard, high-endurance event.
Right.
The problem which people like you and me and most of the normal people get is we don't really need that much concentrated energy for what we're doing.
Right.
For someone who's going to go on a 10-minute bike ride, they don't need an energy bar before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe if they had the energy bar an hour before with a thing of water, okay, then they could probably put it to use. But, you know, they do it right before while they're drinking. It's not helping them at all because it's giving them more than they're using, and it's stuff which they don't need. But a lot of those bars you can get, and they can be satisfying. But the thing is, if you get a small one, right, and maybe it's, you know, you say, oh, it's a meal replacement. It's got 350 calories in it, and it's smaller than a Snickers bar, right? Well, fine, you got 350 calories, but when you're done eating it, you're not going to be satisfied.
Mm.
You know, it didn't take you 15 minutes to eat like a plate of spaghetti did.
Right, right.
So it was easier to prepare, but you're still not as satisfied. Now, if you wait 30 minutes, you might say, okay, well, I guess I'm not hungry. So you can have those things around, but they still might not fully satisfy you if the feeling you've got is emptiness. Some things to help with the emptiness. Celery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Once you start bringing fresh vegetables and fruits to work, you got to worry about replenishing them just like you do at home.
Right.
Okay. But celery probably won't disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some tiramisu might, but the celery's not going to disappear. Popcorn. Yeah. Okay. You can go wrong with popcorn and you can go right with popcorn. And you can burn it. But you make some popcorn, you've got a lot of it. There you go.
Okay.
And that can fill you up. In fact,
So, definitely, we've covered a lot of material, and I kind of want to bring it more practical. The bottom line is, we are doing it.
Yeah.
Kicking, screaming.
Right.
Hard. Not easy.
No.
Preparing, water, working out, walking, being more active, using stairs, whatever that is.
Oh, I got oodles of extra tips.
It is... Just doing it.
Doing it.
And not saying you're going to do it and not planning and not deciding, but actually doing it.
Yeah. And I think that's the trick when I said getting up in the morning to go to the gym or even to go on a walk. It's if you get up and think about it, it's easy not to do it.
Right.
If you take 2 steps and then decide to stop. You know what? It's actually hard to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's those, you know, what every journey begins with but 1 step. Well, same with all these others. As long as you do it a moment or two.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you've had, the, you know, when you go on a mile and a half walk, if you got down to the intersection here, mm-hmm. how often are you willing, once you've got it there, to turn around and come back home? Mm. Probably not too often. Maybe right. now and then.
Right.
You know, a shoe's off or you have to go to the restroom or, mm. or you know, you realize you're late for work. But once you start, but that's the trick. You got, it's half of the energy mentally
right.
is to start.
Now, we, once I think we've begun this discussion, I know there's been a lot of people that have said, but Jeff and William,
oh, yeah,
listen.
They should.
Hold on. You don't understand my situation.
I don't.
You don't know where I live. You don't know where I work. It's hard for me, you know. And you know, the bottom line is we could give tips. On, you know, if you're not a morning person, walk first thing when you get home at night. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Walk with somebody. If you can't walk with anybody, walk by yourself. Get yourself a Walkman. See, there you go. That's a gift
oh,
that keeps on giving.
That's a good one.
So
I didn't like to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm going to get a new iPod or Walkman
yeah,
or whatever.
Nano, whatever.
I found an old one I had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I can buy myself a new one
right.
as long as I walk 30 times with this one. Because right. if I don't walk 30 times with this one, mm-hmm. I probably won't walk 30 times with a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 20 times to go, but I'm right. getting there because I want to do that. So that's a little bit of motivation. I can mm-hmm. get a new toy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we don't understand all the situations out there. All right. those people have so many reasons not to get fit
right.
or, you know, so that they can live 10 more years.
Right. And the bottom line is, what I suggest, first thing, stop making excuses. Second, go see your doctor. Find out what you need to do per your doctor to lose weight, to get in shape. Now, there's probably some people that are listening to me that are like, you know, a body mass index of like, you know, 10, you know, they're just perfect, you know,
good.
Whatever. But there's a number of you listening that I've seen pictures of that ain't. The bottom line, what I'm trying to say is think about your kids, think about yourself, think about your wife, think about your girlfriend. Think about the lottery. You can, whatever you need to think about something besides not doing it.
Right. I mean, the momentary discomfort or mm-hmm. time loss is so inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about something like the Grand Canyon. You know, it was worn away through decades and centuries of water, right?
Right.
Well, okay, so wearing away, you know, your 20 extra pounds is going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. Yeah, there's ways, but they don't necessarily take.
Right.
But the thing is, if you don't do it today and tomorrow, well, okay, nothing happened.
Right.
So you could start 3 weeks from now, but that just puts off getting to your results 3 weeks further in the future.
Right.
And they might be 3 weeks that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to think about the things I want. You know, like, why am I losing weight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, well, I want to be able to buy some cool pants off the rack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in most stores, and not have to get it hemmed. You know, okay. Is that a big deal? It can
yeah.
be. Yeah, it's a big yeah. enough. And, you know, and I don't want to, next time I go up on stage and see the video, I don't want to go, oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I turn to certain angles, they go, oh, at that angle, you look good. Meaning
mm-hmm.
you didn't in the others.
Right.
You know?
Your stand-up video, that was your moment.
Uh-huh.
My moment really wasn't what the doctor said. My moment is when I get on an airplane to travel and I cannot easily put on the seatbelt on many different planes.
Yeah, I know there was a period right about that same time where
mm-hmm.
I'd had three trips,
mm-hmm.
you know, for work. And I had to ask for the extender.
Right.
And like in two of them, I was like in the middle.
Right.
So I had all these people sighing and huff, and I'm like, what? I'm just so squeezed in here. I go, well, you want to switch? No, I wanted this seat. And I go, oh, I'm fine. You know, it's like, okay, so they're upset because, you know, now, frankly,
mm-hmm.
they still would have been squeezed in with someone the same size as them. They
right.
just, because no one's going to be comfortable in an airplane.
Right, right.
Nowadays. But yeah, the airplane thing was really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I never really felt comfortable. Even when I was sitting,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel comfortable. And so, you know, there's all kind of things. I remember.
Could you put the tray down?
No.
No. Wouldn't even bother.
No. You know, I got winded walking up the stairs, you know, and that kind of a thing. So let's wrap it up. The bottom line is, when was the last time, if you're a Star Wars fan, that you went to a convention and you saw people that were overweight, a lot of them? It happens all the time. When you go to the beach or the gym, let's say, you know, if you do happen to go in, you know, there's a lot of thin people. I would like to see the convention where, you know, friends of mine who are Star Wars fans be thin and healthy. I'd like to see Star Wars fans do active things more often than just movie nights, you know, building costumes, you know, doing a float.
Right.
I'd like to see cross-country running. I'd like to see, you know, a Star Wars group that's, you know, doing sports.
Yeah.
I mean, on a consistent, but not just softball once a year.
Right, right. But, you know, don't ride the float, walk next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it things add up. Wouldn't it be cool to go into a gym and see 15 Jawas on a treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I can't exercise in a costume. Well, a lot of those flowing robe ones you can. I mean, let's think. They thought about it. They had to move during the set. So, you know, you can even get one of those red and Imperial Guard costumes. You know, just you can't carry the stick, maybe. But that would be great, seeing a bunch of Star Wars people working out, you know, for, you know, and say, you know, maybe go on some sort of thing where everyone's on treadmills until Lucas agrees to make episode 7 or agrees to let someone else do it.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if Tarantino did it?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really twisted version.
So, bottom line, start thinking about tomorrow and quit making excuses about today. Do something healthy now.
I'd love it if, in response to this, if the people went into the message boards or forums and maybe shared with us either ways they've had successes in the past or reasons why they could never, ever be successful at losing the 5 or 10 pounds that they think they need to.
Right.
Because who knows? Maybe we could point you in a good direction. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, if you don't want to, you're guaranteed to succeed at not doing it.
Right, right. So, thank you very much for listening to our little talk. You know, we certainly don't work for any company, but I'd sure like to find Triumph one of these days and show them a bunch of different Jedi and then just whoop the tar out of them.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if he started saying, you know, those dirty, stinking, scrawny little Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
They're all beefed up with their muscles and thin like nothing, like a bunch of robotic Sith Lord. I don't know. They hurt me so bad.
So we want to hear about your success. And we want to hear about the difficulties that you have. So go to the JRDonline.com message boards and tell us about it.
Hey, are there any Star Wars recipes?
Probably not healthy. Well, I don't know, but I mean, if you guys know of any,
you know, let who us knows? Know. Post them. Maybe we can figure out ways to make them, you know, a lean, you know, Tatooine cuisine.
Right. They're even there now. For those of you who drink, there are low calorie and low carb alcoholic beverages if you're of drinking age and you want to.
That's true. You can be very creative with that stuff.
So the bottom line is, I think the days of the portly Jedi Knight are over. We need to change it around. There wasn't no large Jedi in the movie.
No, well, because they did a lot of gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Well, that's a whole nother subject. So anyway, we are here. We are in this with you. So it's not like we're talking and we're both, you know, 34 waist and just jumping around.
You can't wait to lose weight.
Right. Okay. So let us know on the message board if we can help. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you that when we recorded this interview, it really felt like there was so much more to say. So I will say this, is that we will continue this discussion. At different points, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I'll tell you this, that I am going to join a gym with William, and we are going to begin to work out. I'm going to get a personal trainer, and we're going to move forward with this because I need to do it, and he needs to do it, and I'm going to bet you need to do it. And so I really want to encourage you, just as we did in the interview, start today, start now. Go see your doctor first, of course, but begin the process of getting healthy and losing weight and exercising, whatever it needs to, whatever you need to do, that's what you need to do. And so, you know, hey, I mean, I can see in my mind's eye one day that we're going to have thin, healthy Star Wars fans. You know, maybe you're not a Star Wars fan. Maybe you're a Disney fan. Maybe you're a Pirates of the Caribbean fan. Whatever you are. I mean, hey, what's wrong with being a fan, but being a healthy fan? Hey, let's do it together. Let's have cross-country runs, you know. Let's have a full team. I mean, a whole group of people from different type of fan clubs going in these runs for breast cancer awareness or for AIDS or for MS or whatever. Let's show the world that we can be healthy and love, you know, whatever we love, Star Wars or whatever. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. This is a first of, and I'm thinking we're going to have many discussions. And I really, really, really encourage you to stop by jrdonline.com, stop by our forums, and leave your thoughts about your weight loss, about your struggles, about maybe secrets that you have, maybe different ways that you can incorporate exercise in your day. Maybe you park farther than everybody else and you walk. Maybe you always use the stairs. Maybe you walk a mile and maybe that's how you go shopping, whatever. There's a lot of really creative, good ideas to incorporate more movement, more exercise into your day. Obviously, again, see your doctor first and then begin to formulate your plan with his or her guidance. So, again, make the step today. Begin the process. Stop by the website. Send us an email, jeff.roney@gmail.com. Promise, I'll get one to William if, you want to talk to him as well. These are issues that a lot of people deal with, and we're going to talk about it. So let's begin the process together. Let's stick to it. If you're having trouble, let us know, and we'll be able to encourage you. There's a lot of great programs, a lot of great help, but start today. Thanks so much. This is Jeff Roney saying see you next time on Roney's Own Radio.
Roney's Own Radio.